Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about what I would consider to be the best pool pole size for a pool service professional and for a homeowner, and I'll go over the two size choices that are the most popular in the industry. I've tried pool poles from various brands. I'm not really going to speak specifically about one particular manufacturer of poles. I'm going to go over the two size pool poles that are very common out here and the two types of poles that are the most prevalent. And the first one is your standard 8x16 foot pole. And this one has been a standard in the industry for a long time. So most of the homeowner poles are these 8x16 two-piece poles. And you can get a variety of different quality of build of these poles and different designs of the two-piece 8x16 foot pole. And this has really good qualities to it. It's very easy to skim debris off the bottom with the 8 to 16 foot pole. Very easy to reach debris in the center of the pool, and convenient for vacuuming pools with this pole because it's just two pieces and it'll extend out. And you should be able to vacuum a pool pretty thoroughly with this particular pole size. Some of the drawbacks of the 8 to 16 foot pole is that it, when fully retracted, it's still going to be a little over 8 feet in length. And so if you have a small area to bring the pole into, say a covered pool, or if you're cleaning a little spa that has a gazebo, or if there's windows or anything around there where the pole can actually hit, or tall trees behind you, the pole can be a little bit of a problem in that respect, that it doesn't collapse down small enough for those kind of areas. But all in all, it's a good versatile size pool pole. There are several companies that make the 8x16 foot pole for pool service use. There is the Smart Company that makes the Piranha Power Pole. You may be familiar with this one. It has the lever lock push button, and the second section extends and retracts very rapidly and locks into place into a hole in the aluminum. And then you have the Dually Snap Light, the relatively new version of the Dually pole. It also has a button like the power pole, and you can snap the section in and lock it in place with a push of a button. And of course you have your standard Dually dual cam pole that you twist and lock. And you're familiar with these. A lot of the low-end poles have the twist and lock mechanism, and they tend to lock up on you if they're really a cheap pole. And the Primate Pool Tools came out with a 8x16 foot two-piece carbon fiber pole also. So you have a wide selection of the 8x16 two-piece poles, and they're a great choice for pool service. Nothing wrong with those poles. I'm just more partial to the tri-pole segment of the market. I was using the Skimlite Dually since I started in the business, and I really like the 6x18 foot tri-pole, which is a three-section pole. Makes it a little bit heavier than your standard 8x16 pole, but the real benefit of the three-piece pole is that it folds down to about 6 feet, and it's a great way to use a pole in an area where it's tight. Like maybe in Florida, we have pools that are screened in, or if you have spas that have gazebos, or if you have pools with trees everywhere around it, it's a great way to extend the pole out without knocking everything into the pool. I have several pools with cypress trees right over the pool, so I gotta be careful not to hit the cypress tree and knock debris into the pool. So these poles come in really handy. Another advantage of the 6x18 foot tri-pole is that it extends longer than the 8x16 two-piece pole. It extends a little further than your 8x16 pole. A lot of them extend out to 17 or 18 feet in length, so you're going to get the extra 2 feet, and it comes in handy for vacuuming deeper pools or vacuuming a pool from one side of the pool. So I think the extra length of the three-piece pole comes in handy, and once you get familiar with using it, the extra length is hard to give up and go back to a two-piece 8x16 pole. But again, you know, it's my preference to have that extra length because I've been using it since I started. Probably the most popular, again, is the Skimlite Dually, and it extends from 6 feet to 18 feet. They have a new snap light version of it that goes, it's a true 6 foot pole, so it claps down to 6 feet, and it extends out to 17 feet. and it's a great poll choice also. And then, of course, you have the Primate Pool Tools that has their carbon fiber tri-pole, three-piece carbon fiber pole that fits right into the segment of the three-piece pool pole. And I find that the three-piece pole is convenient because it collapses down a lot lower. It's smaller than the standard 8x16 pole. And they make three-piece poles that go even longer than this. So it's definitely something to look into when you're shopping for a pole. Do you want the standard 8x16 foot pole, or do you want a three-piece pole that goes from 6 foot to 18 feet? And it just depends on your preference and your area, what you're going to use it for, and all those factors. When you're looking to size the pool pole, it doesn't make any sense to limit yourself to one pole anyway. So why not carry both on your truck? Carry an 8x16 pole and then carry the 6 foot to 18 tri-pole on your truck also. And you can use the poles for various situations. You have both of them and you won't have to actually choose one over the other. And you'll develop a preference for your pole over time. I just find, I guess since I was using the three-piece pole since I started, that I'm familiar with it, I'm comfortable with it, and I really like the three-piece pole. So basically, those are your two main choices for pool poles, and a great brand manufacturers make them. I mentioned the Smart Company that makes the Piranha Power Pole, the Skimlite that makes the Dually, and also the Snaplite poles. And the Primate Pool Tool Company makes the carbon fiber Primate pole, and both versions of their pole is about 2 pounds in weight. And if you haven't used one of their poles, you're definitely missing out. The lightweightness of the pole is definitely a great selling point, and it's easy to skim, easy to brush and vacuum with this pole, and it's super strong because it's made of carbon fiber. And you can find many of these poles on my YouTube channel. I've reviewed these poles extensively. Just go to my channel and I have a playlist covering the pool poles that I recommend here in this podcast. And if you're a homeowner looking for more resources, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99. And if you're in the industry and you're looking for more one-on-one help with your business, check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. You can get one-on-one help directly from me through texting and phone calls. And there's a lot of great benefits and discounts when you join the group. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. This podcast has been brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.